Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
That makes good sense. Look at Susan in the ATS investigative journalism going on there.
Why would they do that, Antonio? You can't do direct sales.
First off, that's an abuse. Secondly, you're cutting Apple out of the revenue share, right? If they're going to host, you're not going to use my platform to get, you know, 60% of the world and then cut me out the money. That's disrespectful in itself. But it is a dangerous precedence to set if you got people doing direct selling to their like straight to their devices without going through Apple, because Apple has this certain set of terms and policies, or any reputable company would, that you can't abuse them. Now what you can do is you can fund terrorism that way. You can do anything. You can fund, you know, domestic terrorism. If you can jump on Apple's platform and take direct sales without following policies and conditions and terms, then you can put up, you know, child pornography and then get straight directly there. So there's a lot of different consequences that would be terrible for that too. And I know Jerry, I just seen one of his posts recently, don't want nobody funding child slavery of sex trafficking or this.
Nobody needs to be messing with the kids, man.
Nobody.
You know, that gets me right here.
Yeah, it does. It should. Hollywood has it bad too.
And they do. There's some problems.
Well, yeah. Well, the dude's been screaming. The kid actor Corey, he's been screaming it for three decades now. Nobody listened to him.
And you know, there was a number of these.
Go ahead, Jerry.
I was just going to say, there's a number of these guys that threatened to tell, and ended up hanging from a doorknob. Yep. You know. That just shows you how powerful some people are in this world. I mean,
Hollywood's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
what I was saying, you know, The Wizard of Oz was my favorite show. I mean, we didn't watch much TV, but every year, I mean, just the anticipation of that coming and sitting on the floor with, you know, popcorn and watching The Wizard of Oz was just magical, magical. And I just watched the Judy Garland story. And when she was doing The Wizard of Oz, she was abused.
Yep.
And she wasn't allowed to eat. Wow. She could, they wouldn't let her eat. They didn't want her to gain any weight. And so it really messed her up and messed up her relationships.
No doubt.
She started drinking, and towards the end, she was drinking and trying to do shows, and just the pain she was in and the suffering. She died at age 42, something like that. And I didn't know that about her. She was somebody that I really, you know, Dorothy of the Wizard of Oz was just magical.
You know, it's been a dark side of our human existence. You know, you can go back even as far as the Hansel and Gretel stories, you know, and a lot of that was inspired by child abuse and some pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, it's been around a long time, man. It's been around a long time. Now, that's one thing. Well, there's a different kind of justice that happens in my community. You fool around and get caught doing that.
I'm with you all the way.
Yeah, buddy. Yep. You know, that don't make it to court. I tell you that right now.
Nope.
That don't make it to court. We know. That ain't going that far. It ain't going that far. I'll be first to tell you. Y'all gonna hear about me on the news, and I'ma gladly sit there and wait for the officers to come. You fool around with mine. That's the truth.
We'll get you bailed out quick, don't worry.
Yeah, buddy. Ain't nobody fit to try me on that. Jury gonna be like, you know what? You gotta dismiss this. Mm-mm. We ain't doing that for sure.
You know, Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
My story of not being able to get a job because I was petite.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't hire me.
Yep.
So I did a lot of babysitting. But then I had that type of situation in my babysitting experience.
Yeah.
And so,
it's terrible.
You know, I didn't want to do that, which, you know, got me more into business. Actually, I started a lawn mowing business and I mowed lawns. My dad fixed up a lawnmower for me and I mowed neighbors' lawns and made money. That was my first entrepreneur experience besides the Kool-Aid gig.
Wow.
And I had a library too that people could check books out, and if they were late, they owed a fine and I could get a little money there.
Somehow I'm both shocked and not surprised that you were mowing lawns. I'm both. Yeah. Shocked that you were, but then now that I think about who you are, of course you did that.
Yeah, it was fun. You're outside and you're getting exercise.
Yeah, of course you did. I'll make the money myself. Start pushing it.
See me pushing that lawnmower.
I'll make my own job. Of course you did. Right. That sounds like
sense. No, I was so hurt over that. I was just devastated.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes good sense. Wow. Well, Law said I used to bag bags. Wow. Bag bags. That seems very boring, as if headphones were needed. Headphones were needed. Bagging bags. What'd you say, Law?
In the supermarket packing groceries, we call it bag and bag.
Man, these New Yorkers are extra. Y'all don't say nothing right. You know, you just.
They wouldn't hire
me. It's a different language.
It is. It is.
They didn't think I could lift the grocery bags. I couldn't work there either, so.
Wow.
But I could push a lawnmower.
Law's going to have to learn a new language when he gets to Texas.
And walk slow. Yes, walk slow, because we are very slow. I was at a game last night, and it's being, it's normally me, Deanna, but she wasn't there last night, and one of our friends named Coot Dog, like Coot Dog, and he from Louisiana, he's from Southern Louisiana, so he's got the full-on accent, and he is, he's an older gentleman, real cool, laid back, and he like me, we both super paid, so we just play the game, just to play the game, and we play the game, and we had these newbies come, and they were like, where y'all from? Because we show Southern, let me just tell you. The same way I'm talking right now is the same way I talk on the microphone. It'd be bullets flying everywhere, and I'd be just as laid back. Yeah, y'all ought to kill that guy. You know, you ought to do that. Where y'all from? These guys from New York. He said Louisiana. I said Texas. I said, oh, that's why y'all act like that. Yes, that is why we act like that. We are Southern. It's the Southern charm. I can't say nothing else about it. Well, if this is your first time with us, ladies and gentlemen, this is our morning meeting, real meeting, no gimmick, no class. You have one responsibility, is to take everything that I do, we do, and take it back to your company if it works for you. Well, steal the stuff that works for you. Try the other stuff you think that'll work for you. We opened this up at the beginning of the beginning of the COVID-19 crisis because... well, we were making money hand over fist, and we wanted other people to be able to do so. So it makes some good sense that we do so. Grace, I told you to start me off with something this morning. Go ahead, so I don't forget.
Yes, sir. Sure. Yes, sir. Once the One Business Away call is completed and we come back, team meeting for Rakeza will reconvene on Wednesdays at 12 noon Central Standard Time.
Nah, you can start that this week.
Oh, okay.
So you can start that this week coming up. So there you go. All right. So if you're looking to make money, if you are looking to make money with us, if you want training, handholding, holding, if you want more information, clarity, because you're going to have to hear it like 50, 60 times just to get clear on it, then what all of you do is every Wednesday at noon to noon 30 will be a call led by Grace. Now, it's meant to be she's clapping for you, Grace. It's meant to be like a lunch hour powwow, right? It's in, out, in, out. In, out. You understand? It's 30 minutes. Boom. You get whatever training you need that day, whatever motivation you need, whatever training, you know, how to promote the R2. It'll be various different topics. There's a lot of things that's going to happen with this call. At this point, you should probably start writing down, because now, Grace, I want to tell you what to do with your call. Okay. What I want is, first and foremost, I want Jerry, Steve, and every other person who will be, yes, it is for, that's what I'm finna answer, Susan. Yes, it's for everyone. It's for Grace's team. However, since there is no splitting of commissions, gotta worry about none of that stuff, that's gone, right? Since it's none of that stuff, since everybody's accountable for everybody, it's group economics. Everybody follow what I'm saying? That means if Jerry has someone that is just ready, but just needs to, you know, just wants to hear something or whatever, and the day just happens to be Tuesday night, then Jerry should be able to say, listen, tomorrow morning, or whatever you translate to your time zone, it's going to be tomorrow morning for him if he's in Vegas. Tomorrow morning at 10, what I want you to do is I want you to hop on this call. It's one of the top leaders in the company. You sell it however you want to sell it. You get what I'm saying? Because what's going to happen is you're going to be doing all sorts of trainings that will be different from everybody else, because everyone's going to be different. You're all going to be leading your teams. And then at the end of every call, Grace, you're going to say, if you're my team, thank you very much. I'll reach out to you after this, however you want to do that. If you're on another team, go back to your leader. And You know how it works, Grace. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I want. I have been talking. Oh, private. Good. As my eyes were going to the right, I saw the red. The red says, stop! Hey,
all right, Ezell.
Yeah. Good. That's perfect, private messenger. So this is what we're talking about. That's one. Now, let me just pause real quick and talk to everybody. What you see me doing, I put it on my whiteboard so you can all see. If you're, let me see who's all just over the phone. 1, 2, 3. So I won't put it on my whiteboard. I want you to think about a whiteboard, put a big whiteboard in the sky in your head, okay? Now, a big whiteboard in the sky has, it's, the whole whiteboard is the ATS companies. It's a lot of them, okay? You don't even need to understand where they fit. You just need to know there's a lot of them. The one in particular that we're talking about is what many of you have heard or would benefit from directly. It is also how I'm giving away 50% revenues. It is called Rakesa. That's the English pronunciation of it. It is not pronounced that way in Spanish, which is where I got the word from. Okay. Now, it means wealth in Spanish. Why? Because I'm sharing my wealth. It's just, you know, I get lazy about these things. I just went to another language that I know and just, you know, pumped out a word. It's real easy. Grace is going to teach a class Wednesday at 12-ish. Since Grace is staff, we're going to try to make her class official Wednesday at 12-ish, okay? So everyone could jump on. Jerry's going to have another version of this class. Now, Jerry, yours could be 30 minutes. That's up to you. It's your team. You feel me? You can do it however you want. But if we can work out a time, then we'll put it on Zoom and make sure. That's why Grace took Wednesday early to save some evening times and stuff like that for you, just in case, you know, just in case. Essentially, I'm trying to give you something you could take back. What y'all see me doing is organizing and the educate part of an education arm to have people be great within the system. So let me back up and say this again, because this is what's the whole point of having a product if people can't get inspired by your product? So I'm not just running my mouth here. I'm actually doing something pretty good here. Nothing means nothing if Sabrina doesn't get fired up over what it is. So how do you get her fired up? Do you go to her house and say, hey, get fired up? No, that's not effective. Actually, she's probably going to call the cops. So that's not going to work well. So what will work is you create an opportunity for her to be a part of it, have a voice, ask questions, get trained, get better. And in that betterness also relates to income. Now, Grace is going to take an early call for a reason, because Grace, right now, her team is already a bunch of people who can actually make a Wednesday in the middle of the week, 12 o'clock call. Jerome can't wait. Jerome is like, I'm available. Do you understand? Jerry's got some 50, 55-year-old friends. He may want to just jump on that call real quick. And then he could have his call Thursday sometime and say, and then be on my call tomorrow. And that's two in 1 week. Right? Go ahead, Grace.
All I'm saying is I worked for Jerome and Law to be on my team. I worked for that.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She ain't letting y'all go nowhere. Let me just tell you. She ain't letting y'all go nowhere. Nowhere. So you understand what I'm saying, right? Now, also, one of the things working with Monica, so both Monica, myself, who else speaks Spanish? Who speaks Spanish? Anybody else besides me and Monica? Anybody else? Okay. So essentially, you're going to have just know there's going to be a lot of Spanish and stuff happening too. So what you might wind up seeing, because me and Monica were having a very deep, oh, go ahead, Susan, go ahead.
I think Shamanda speaks Spanish, I think.
But look at that. Shamanda.
I think she does.
She's a superwoman, so it makes sense. It totally makes sense. It totally makes sense. What we were, with me and this is me. I'm telling y'all what to do in my company. However, I'm trying to make it applicable to yours. In fact, I'll let Monica, I'll unmute your mic for me so they can know that I ain't lying. Does Italian count? It's a romance language, so yeah, it ain't too far from Spanish. So yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. You there, Monica?
I'm here.
All right. Monica had one of her team members wants to go get the Spanish people immediately because he himself is also, he does a lot of things in Spanish. He's not just fluent in Spanish, but he has a large Spanish speaking following. Everybody got me? Yes. Now, at this point, you should learn something because, Monica, what did I tell you? As much as you can remember.
As far as the targeting that audience?
Targeting that audience. Uh-huh.
Just to be careful because we don't want them to think that we're targeting them just for that or just to use them or let them make them feel used.
I need y'all to hear that. That was a private conversation, now public, between me and Monica. I said, here's what typically happens. All these network marketing companies and stuff, they go target black and brown people to be their labor force. To get the top people the income. And I said, Monica, we're not going to do that. Of course, she's on board, obviously. But immediately, because she wants to translate, she wants to have some stuff in Spanish. But I said, until we get classes with the subtitles in Spanish, too. Now, once I know it's 30 days away, 60 days away, then we'll do a full lunch. But for now, we'll just get people like me and you who are, or her specifically, who are Hispanic, who speak English and Spanish and maybe another language too. Because her abuela, okay, let's see that. Did you hear that El Salvadorian come out? That's totally not the way you would have said it. That's it's Pollo. It's I have my Spanish is totally El Salvadorian. It is totally different, but it doesn't. Yeah, for me it's Pollo. It's not Pollo. I say things like "híjole" when I'm upset. In front
I was
of
like,
things.
"Who's Pollo?"
I know. You know. I say things like "fila numero uno," and it's just different. It's just like, you know. I translate stuff differently. That's why I don't. Yes.
Well, that was right. That was the same.
All right, that's good. Good. Yeah. Row number one, by the way, y'all. It's just basically a column number one, depending on how you translate it. Either who. Now, we don't want anyone to be our labor force. What we're trying to do is share the revenue. You understand what I'm saying? Now, of course, there would be labor passed around regardless. Now, here's the lesson y'all should have learned. You got to be careful when you expand, because if you expand, well, you got to think about, make sure your plan includes Monica's grandmother who only speaks Spanish. Because there are unintended side effects to every decision you'll ever make, especially in business. Here's the unintended side effect for Monica's grandmother. Monica translates a video in Spanish, then the people come, and what happens is you got people coming and making money, which is good, but they can't really take the classes because they don't understand it. But that's okay. They believe in it, they're going to make the money. So now what it is they are only dependent upon that stream of income. That ain't why I'm here, y'all. I'm also here to make sure you learn from me and never need me. I am not your slave master. Help me, somebody. I'm not your oppressor. I'm here to liberate you from both sides. Take this money, get this education, and if you'll never want to come back, then don't. I only need 100,000 people who are going to stay anyway. You understand? I just tell you. I'm going to keep stressing that. I only need 990, whatever number you're trying to say, 99,000 more cherries. You understand? you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, Grace. You know I went to public school. All right. That's all I need. So we don't want to put anybody in a position in which you don't have freedom. Aha. Amen. Now, if your current leaders ain't talking like this, they're not your leaders. They're your slave masters. But it's all right, though. We'll liberate you. It's all good. All right, let me keep moving. So, Jerry, try to get me a time this week. I don't know. I know that's like Friday. Figure it out. You figure it out. You know what I'm saying? You figure it out because here's my vision. I want you, because you're on the website, Jerry. I want you, Grace, Monica. Actually, I'm pretty sure Monica would probably, you know what, maybe for now, Monica would sync her stuff with Grace, but once she get all them Spanish speakers, Monica had to be standalone and do it, whatever, right? Grace talked me out of doing it on telephone because you got T-Mobile or whatever it is that's now charging for 99 cents. The first minute would be 99 cents and 10 cents after.
Minute. Yeah.
Yeah, that's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. We don't want none of that. So, Jay, if you got any ideas, I saw you unmute your mic too. You're more than welcome to say something, but just have enough calls, right? Your call, because I want you running your team with your coach. I want you to name your team, you know, your team may be Slytherin House. So see if somebody get that. Okay. You got it? That's because you're a nerd like me. All right. It's,
Slytherin House, huh?
Yes. That's Harry Potter. His name is Jerry Potter.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. you got it. He was the House of Gryffindor, but I was making Jerry the Scotch drinker. Gryffindor didn't drink Scotch. They drank, you know, they drank hot tea, you know. Yes.
How about
if I was in that, I'd have been in Slytherin. Team Humor? Yes, Team Humor. There you go, Team Humor. Because what we're going to do is we're going to have shirts and stuff, all that stuff made. All that stuff made. So when we pack out stadiums, I want Team Slytherin and Team Humor to be filling out whole sections of the stadium. You understand what I'm saying? Whole sections with t-shirts and twirlies. So that's the name of it, Grace. That's the professional name of it. It's a twirly. You understand? I looked it up this morning. I did not look it up. Now keep in mind, this is free to join. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jerry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say something silly.
I was going to
say, if you're on Team Humor, you have to make a fool of yourself at least once a day. It's required.
It is required. That is the name of the team. No doubt. That's the name of the team. It is required. Essentially, remember, y'all, this is free to join. It is not network marketing. I stole from network marketing their residual concept. So I can continue to pay Vanessa every month. Vanessa, don't you like getting paid every month? Right. You don't just want a 50% commission. You, Sam, can you give me a chunk of that too? If Craig keep paying, can I get paid for Craig too? Don't you like that, Vanessa? All right, then. See, I got an amen over there. See, long as Vanessa, I know I got Vanessa and Jerome give me all the amens I need. They talk your language, Grace. They know how to help the preach out. But you understand, so this is free. There's no gimmicks. The compensation plan is what you call linear. You don't have to understand that. It means it's the most transparent plan possible. And every dollar that comes in, 50% of that goes out. It just is what it is. You don't have no auto ship, all that stuff. You don't pay for your website. I thought about it, but I let y'all make it. You understand? You don't pay for your website every month. I don't need none of that. If you're an active student, then you can get residual income. If you're a free student, you just get direct sales bonus, but you can make plenty of money like that. All right. The reason being is because I don't want the Attorney General, Patricia, because you do understand I'm a chocolate brother. And you keep on making people rich, they're going to investigate me. You understand? And when they come, I want to be able to say, we are an education company. Here's the books. All right. You understand what I'm saying? All right. I don't want no problems, sugar. I don't want no problems. I'm already ready for the fight. I'm already ready. I don't want no problems. I know what's up. I know what's up. Now, I see a bunch of new faces from yesterday. I see a Bimbola. I see.
Hi.
I should go by Abby. Hey, good to see you. Yeah, she texted me yesterday. I like your glasses.
Thank you.
Yes, I like your glasses. So she, who talked to her yesterday? Was that you, Grace?
Not yesterday, a few days ago. Yeah, she was on the...
But don't tell us about her. Come on.
She was on one of the... I'm trying to remember...
She was on the Bureau call.
It was one of the Bureau calls. Was it your field call Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, so she was on Monday, right. Okay, she got started Monday.
Last week too, right, Abby? You were on last week and this week.
Sorry, Susan, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, weren't you on last
I think
last
it was
Monday
last,
and this
it was
Monday.
Last week. Yeah.
You told us all about yourself.
No, I think it was this Monday.
Munchkins all over you.
Yeah,
I still have one munchkin here.
That's good. Well, wonderful to have you here. Your glasses look amazing.
She's an amazing lady, let me tell you. She's amazing.
Listen, y'all, let me show you something. Let me show y'all what's happening. This is the plan I have us on. Now, I'm acting as if the company has never made no money ever. So if you got this far, then you were supposed to be here. You understand? So I'm going to tell you. Let this be a blessing to you. The plan is, this is in the next 760 days. We haven't started day one yet. As soon as the software is here, we'll start that. We're going to get 1.25 million customers from India. 1.25 million customers from America. And then... let me go and fix this now because Steve. All right. And then we're going to get 1.25 million customers from United Kingdom. Now the prices are different. And India is $4.99, $7.99, $9.99. If you look at the call, you can see a lot of India people on right now. And then America and India, UK, the price is the same. So essentially in 760 days, we're going to get this many customers. Okay, I'm going to have to adjust this thing here. But we're going to get this many customers. By the end of 2 years, and I sure hope y'all hear this here. You ain't know what? You ain't got to hear. I'm only talking to people who are ready to win. I ain't talking to everybody, Jerome. I'm just talking to you and everybody else because Jerry woke up ready. You understand? He almost didn't sleep last night. You understand?
I didn't.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
That's it. By the end of 760 days, we're going to have approximately $1 billion cash flow. Cash flow. Flow. Antonio, how? Well, for one, I'm the man. That's number one. All right. Let me just tell you that straight up. Don't look for no humble answer. I'm the man. I got here with this confidence. Do you understand? That's number one. Number two is this company ain't got no bills. I use another company to pay all this company's bills. That's how I'm able to give 50% of the revenue away to y'all. If we had bills, I couldn't do that. Do you understand? Three, well, I done kept it quiet for so long. Y'all see all the press now. I can't keep it quiet no more. All it takes is for one person to get it. And then somebody say, Oprah, you got to come see this right now. You just got to come see this. And then all of a sudden, there's Jerry in Oprah's garden. Right? And then I could do about that. As she wanted him in the garden, and then I could do about that. You understand? You know, and then I could do about that. Jerry's in the garden. Susan's on Ellen, cracking jokes. I can't. It's all I can do. It's all I can do, y'all. That's what they deserve. You know, that's what they deserve. It's going to be great. It's already happened. Yes, we already got thousands of customers. So go ahead,
Lawson,
Grace.
Lawson, he's going to be in the bush.
In the bush. You know he's going to be sexy, too. Law, cut your camera on so they can meet you, man. Just cut your camera on. Because we know you ain't got no off day. We know you fly right now. You ain't never. You in Adonia. Y'all get dressed every day.
This is the one time I'm not fly in the moment. Look at
you. Any other time, he had a camera on y'all. Yeah, he had a camera on y'all. Any other time, he had some fly brother there. Essentially, by the end of 2025, I would have given out $1.5 billion, would it be? No strings attached. To whoever joins this company and obviously does a tad bit of marketing for it, okay? Now, here's what you should get. Now, everybody's not going to get this, but that has nothing to do with mainstream. That's not where I'm at. The goal, I'll show you the thing again. The goal is only to get 6.9 million more customers, okay? 6.9 million customers, and I don't want them to be nobody but people like y'all. Yesterday, I wish one of these people was on. I came down hard with the hammer yesterday. I had Deanna calling everybody. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all real well. There's a culture around here. That culture is abundance. I will fire you. And Tony, I'm a customer. Thou is fired. Do not get it twisted. I do not chase customers that are not mine. And I do not allow customers to come in and mess this up. If you don't have a servant's heart, you got to go. I laid the hammer. There's only one way to get a reaction out of me. What's that way, y'all? Grace and Deanna know I'm consistent.
Sabotage the team.
That's the only way. Anything else? I say, look, building could be on fire. I'd be like, we should probably leave. Come on, y'all, let's go. Right? I'm just cool like that. But if I see you sabotaging somebody, well, that's where that lion come out in that logo. You understand? That's where that lion come out. We don't do no sabotaging. There's group economics around here. If you can't handle that, just politely disconnect now. Nobody will notice. Or just don't come back. But if you are trying to get everything God got for you and help other people, you in the right spot. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to repeat that again. If you are a lack attitude and come in here with all that stuff, I will fire you. I fire customers. But if you want everything God got for you, if you're willing to help your brother and sister next to you get everything God got for them too, this is the right place. We do group economics. Now, I'm not going to share 50% of my revenues that you didn't work for you to come in here and be all crappy. No, we're not doing that. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. You understand? So just know, those 6,900,400 people, that's not their customers. Listen, y'all, let me tell you why we're growing so fast. Because they slept on me. Let me tell you why we keep growing fast. Because they keep sleeping on me. Let me tell you how this worked. This is what Netflix did. Netflix said, let's do a new thing. Let's do an old thing a new way. Sure, no problem. Then Netflix said, you know what we should do? What's that? We should go get a bunch of Vanessas. Blockbuster don't want her. Psh, got her. What should we do next? Go get some more Vanessas. Go get some Abbeys. Go get some Ayuris. Go get some Jeromes. Jerome? Yeah, Jerome just spent a lot of money over there. He want to come with you now. All right, go get them. So what are we going to do next? You're going to get some more. How many are we going to get? Well, let's get about 13 million of them. My number happens to be 7 million of them. Okay, we're currently actively in three different countries, continents, actively. We got some more coming, but we're in three different continents. We're in the United Kingdom, we're in India, and we're in America. Those are also countries, but they're also continents. I had to say it that way because that's literally what it is. We're in the West, and we're in Asia Pacific, and we're in North America. We're in Europe, Asia Pacific, North America. And I'm not going, listen, y'all, I'm trying to teach you something, Chris. I'm not going after their customers. I'm going to get all the customers they don't want. But did hear me well. The moment we get to this number, which comes out roughly $2 billion a year, I'm going to get their customers. I just taught you a business. You know, I post that link out there from that the people that put me in their celeb column when I gave away my business tips. Deanna, for the post a link out there for y'all. I gave away how I got here with 5 steps. Deanna, for the send that link out there for y'all to go ahead and be able to look at that. Oh, no worries. No worries. Yes, so she for the send that out to you. If it's your first time here, I give away all my secrets. I give away all my secrets, okay? 7 million customers. Now, here's why I said that. Because right now, y'all here. And ain't nothing wrong with being in the right place at the right time. Because somebody got to split this $1.5 billion. Might as well be Jerome. Might as well be. Y'all, I don't even draw a salary from this company, yo. This company exists for one reason. To give money to you. It's the only reason it exists. I don't even draw a salary. I don't. So, there you go. All right. Moving on to my next part. Deanna, I need to... Listen, y'all, I'm going to move everybody to PayPal. So if I've been paying you, sorry, no more Cash App. It's too difficult. It's too much. I need one system. So Deanna, effective immediately. I need Patrick's PayPal. I need everybody PayPal. I need everybody PayPal, okay? There's only one exception, and I know who that exception is. But everybody else... I need your PayPal. I can't. It's taking me too long to pay you through other sources. If you want to get paid, I need you to create your PayPal account. And even when the software is available, that's coming, that's even synced to PayPal. So I might as well just start you right now. Okay? I have plans to, well, I won't even tell you that. You wouldn't even believe me what those plans was anyway. But PayPal it is. Okay? So if you are in trouble with PayPal, send a private message. Let me know something. Okay? Well, it happens. Send me a private message. But you got to be in trouble. If you don't have PayPal because you don't like it or you don't trust it or it's inconvenient, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You want your money, I need you to go through PayPal. I've got to, at this point, too many of y'all are getting paid and I need uniformity. Is this fair? I got like 5 people I need to pay right now and I need uniformity. Go ahead, Susan.
Antonio, it's a great way. They have good invoices, you know, to use for your clients. So anyone that's not using it, it's a good way to invoice, keep records. And at the end of the year, you know, you get a statement, a tax statement that you can use too.
It's also why I'm pushing you out of PayPal, because when I pay you through other sources, that's typically coming out of my personal account and I can't do that.
And you can transfer your money to your bank account real easy. You don't have to do the fast message. You know, when it says 2 to 3 days, it's usually the next day. So I've been using it for years and I just find it to be very useful. You know, I would rather not, especially, you know, when you get a big check from a client, to not go through PayPal because they take a percentage. So anything with big checks, I just want them to send me the check.
No, that's right.
Through there.
Well, Susan's used to big checks.
Yeah, take a lot out, you know, when it's a big check. So, you know, for your bigger things, just, you know, create your own invoice and mail to them. Either use QuickBooks or just, you could open up yourself, actually, just as easily. But PayPal is a good system to use, and then, you know, you can use it for so many other things to pay for.
Absolutely. If y'all confused, I'll just tell you what this company does. We use Stripe for monthly payments. We use PayPal for other stuff or paying out. And we use QuickBooks for large payments, you know, $20,000 and all that stuff. We don't do that, dude. We do QuickBooks and we do write checks and all sorts of stuff like that. So anything large, we use QuickBooks for. And anything not monthly and large, we use QuickBooks for. If it's not monthly, then maybe we use Stripe and PayPal. It just depends. But go through PayPal because all the business accounts are tied there. Now, also, if you put your credit card, whatever that you do, on PayPal, you can do an instant transfer right then and there as soon as you get it. Okay, so just telling you, moving forward, I've got to, my next payout will be on PayPal. Now, if you don't get it set up in time, don't worry. I will hold your money in escrow until you get it. All right? If you have any problems, we will help you get it. Do you understand? We will help you get it. I did not say you losing your money. That is not what I said. Okay? Don't play with nobody money. It would just be held in escrow until I could textually, legally pay you properly without it biting me in the butt 8 years from now. Okay? That's pretty much what this is about. Okay? You can't keep making people rich and not have all your ducks in a row. It just is what it is. All right? It just is what it is. I'm sure since all of you have a high level of awareness, you can all understand that. All right, next few points. Somebody, Jerry, asked me to do, Rakeza videos. I'm going to give you our videos here pretty soon. They'll be pretty cool. I'll just leave that right there for right now. They're already done, but I want to make some changes. There's a course that Jerry just asked me to do. It's called, I just lost my job. What do I do next? Actually, you know what? I'll save that for today at 12. I'll save that for today at 12. I just thought of a whole class I'm going to teach y'all how to build the course in the business class. I just I was going to do something else, but that's actually going to be pretty good. Hey, podcast got it. Deanna, to you. Goldcast, a long time ago, wanted me to do the original. Can we go on? You telling me what? Say it on the mic. Can I get the playback? Oh, yeah. I got you. Ain't no problem. Make sure, Grace, write down that Kiera's going to need the playback. She has a client at that time.
All right. Cool, because Steve, he texted me yesterday and asked if he could get the playback because he wouldn't be able to be on today.
So okay, no doubt. So he definitely wants that playback there because I'm going to teach y'all how to build a course, how I would do it. Absolutely. Deanna, go ahead. I'll meet your mic. If y'all don't know, I've been on – well, go ahead. I'll let you update them so they can all catch up.
Antonio has been on the Daily Goldcast, and they have reached out also asking to put him on the actual Gold – the original Goldcast platform as well.
It's the same platform. Same platform, but they do like Netflix and Netflix Originals. So they have originals too, where you got to fly out to their studio. I won't say too much. And then they sit you down and do some stuff. Okay, keep going down. Oh, well, she updated. So what is my, did we get started with that yet?
Yes, we have started that process.
What does that mean? Does that mean you sent an email? Did you find the email? Holler at me.
That means that I did not find that specific email, but I did reach out to my original contacts that I had from before to start the process with them. I have not waited for them. I've also found another way to start that process as well. So I'm not waiting.
All right, let's try to find the original email too, though, okay? Thank you. You're doing your thing. But at the same time, find the original email. Right? Why would I say find the original email?
Because that has the that has my contact person on it.
Right, and you said you're
paper trail.
Oh, there you go. We staffs change, don't they? Yes, they do. Right, staffs change, and you wanna be ahead of all that stuff. So that's why. All right, good stuff. Deanna's my COO. She used to be my assistant, but then she's so good, I made her my chief operating officer. And until I find me another assistant, she does double duty in that role. And at this point, she needs an assistant, so I'm looking for her an assistant too. She needs an assistant, but nevertheless. All right, and one more thing. Is Satish on?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. Yes, sir. The new logo. I was looking. There it is. Today or tomorrow, I need to give you something to sell.
Sure, sir.
You know what I'm talking about? Training is one, but I need to eliminate something you brought up in our meeting.
Okay, got it.
It starts with 43 or something like that. Sound familiar? Because I didn't forget. I'm going to have Deanna send you a message.
Sure, yeah.
All right, she's sending you, when you get that message, you make sure that you respond to me immediately for confirmation, because I did not forget.
Okay.
All right, good. So let me know when you get that message and we're on the same page. Last thing, ladies and gentlemen, two last things. You're going to see a lot of merchandise coming from Rikaza. And hey, remind me, because my phone had went out, remind me, Justin, I'm gonna call you today, man. Shoot me, let me shoot you a text, and we'll just let me know when you're free. I'm gonna call you today. Let me know when to call. There you go. Now, a lot of merchandise been happening. Justin Fraser, already a millionaire, is going to be doing our e-commerce side because group economics. I could do e-commerce. Yes, they're clapping. Now, that is something clappable. He got it. All right, Satish, let me know audibly that you're feeling me right now.
Yes, sir. I got
outstanding.
It.
All right, then. All right. You speak, I listen. All right? So, good. Now, back to Justin. So he's going to be running the Riqueza e-commerce side. So it's going to be a lot of e-commerce from Team Slytherin. I don't know how I can say that. It just sounds so hot though. Team Humor, all sorts of stuff, merchandise, all sorts of stuff. And we're going to have a good time with that. But he's going to run that and tell us what to do. And we're going to become a client of his to not only help faster or further his e-commerce brand, but group economics. It's just group economics. If we got someone in that can do that, then that's how we roll, right? That's how we roll. Group economics. Last thing, and I guess this is one more thing. I forgot it written down. Reese may be contacting y'all. It'll come soon. We're doing something so epic. I've given Reese unprecedented access to write a biography upon me. We'll do some other stuff too. I got some other stuff with some other people. Because what we're doing at this point, you know, it's the good and the bad. So she may be interviewing y'all to go backwards and stuff, you know, get some of this stuff. And how did I handle this situation? What did you feel like when I cussed you out? And that didn't happen. There's nobody in this company but Deanna and Grace that can say I cussed them out.
All the comments, I'll write it down.
Yes. So she go ahead to all that. Okay, like, ain't nobody in this company say I cussed them out but Deanna and Grace. And I have cussed them smooth out. Let me just tell you, Vanessa, I did. They deserved it, too. They did not deserve it. They did not deserve it at all. Okay. Now, so here's what you should know. You should know that we're moving forward so fast with this opportunity because I can't stop it. It's already done. At this point, there are people like Lenita who just believe and then stay gone. I can't stop it. I can't stop Sugar from having her own dreams and wanting to double dip from the universe on this side and her side. Yeah, I just can't stop that. I can't stop that. So I want all of you to stay focused. It keeps coming up. Today, I'm focused on creating 100,000 millionaires. It means one of the things I told Monica privately is, so there's two missions of this company, just two. The rest are peripheral. First mission is create 100,000 millionaires. The second mission is to have the worst salesperson be a top income earner. And that forces a lot of pressure and different things on the back office and me specifically of how I do things. How can I make sure that Abby, who cannot say, I don't know if she can sell it now, I'm just using her name as an example. How can I make sure that her or her grandmother, who can't sell anything, can use our system? And Kiera says she might be the worst. So let's use Kiera. How can I have Kiera, who...
You can use me, Antonio.
Okay, so Kiera and Shaker. How can I have Kiera and Shaker be top income earners? A lot of that comes with the systems and the software. That's why I've got, you know, I'm a computer programmer, blah, blah, blah. That's why I got my IT team doing a bunch of stuff so you can just use your thumb and make money. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Don't you like that, Shaker? Use your thumb and make money? You know, your thumb.
Absolutely so.
Exactly. So if you don't know the words to say, you should be able to use your thumb. And there is my face or something saying it for you.
Indeed.
Right. Yes, sir. So I want you to stay focused. This is what I mean. I mean, there is a clear difference in thinking between. So my thinking at five figures was very different from six figures. Seven figures is very different from, not that much different from six figures. Actually, yeah, it is six figures. Eight figures, all right, now we talking, okay? I'm not even sure where I'm at no more. I know I'm no less than eight. Now that I know for sure. I'm not even sure where I'm at. I might, if I ain't at nine, I'm brushing up on it. Or what's 10 figures, Grace? What is that?
Billionaire.
Well, then I'm at nine. So this is what it is. So basically, I don't think like y'all. Not even close. I saw a post this day by somebody. They said, the average call me obsessed. The successful call me for help. That's pretty much how I think. To you, I'm obsessive. I'm crazy. I'm insane. To world government leaders, I'm their solution. To Les Brown, respectfully, I played a big chunk in his internet savvy mentoring. Stay focused. I don't know what your goal is. But I can tell you that however you believe it, whether you want to say the devil, the enemy, opposing forces, resistance, I don't give a care. However you say it, it's going to distract the hell out of you. You're about to be distracted. Level 10 is your birthright, and you feel to get into some argument on level 3 and stay there. Don't do that. Don't do that. I don't know why you're here. I just know that something is convinced that this is an opportunity to get you there. Stay focused. At this point, I build everything. I built my own CRM. I built my own ClickFunnels. I built my own Slack. And all that stuff. I don't rent stuff no more. I just build it. But the reason I build it is because Shaker and Kiera, they can't sell. So I can either rent to them or build it myself and do the very best that I can do to make sure it's free. Law just said I use Slack every day now. I built it. I built it. Stay focused. Last thing I'll say, same, I'm just repeating at this point. Old man once told me while drinking beer under a tree that had some semblance of shade in Texas, because Texas don't have no shade. There's no shade in Texas unless it's coming from people, okay? There's no shade in Texas. It's hot, okay? It's hot. Sitting there drinking this beer, I think it was, I don't know what it was, working on my car, and I slipped up and I said, everybody called him, 115 in Vegas today. Wow. And that's at 8 in the morning. Everybody call him Unk. I say, Unk, man, I'm thinking about going to school. This was 2007. I say, for real? I say, yeah, man, I'm tired of underachieving. I just got to do something for me. Stop making bad decisions. As he drank his beer, long silence, he put the beer down and he said, well, Tony, now the next 4 years going to pass you by, whether you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. It's still going to be 2011. So you might as well be doing the right thing. Well, let me make that applicable to you. Whenever I say day one starts, the next 760 days, they're going to pass you by one way or the other. Might as well let them pass you by getting this money. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't play better. You can dominate. All right, everybody. See you in a few hours. Y'all have a good one.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True, but it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about, well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R. ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.